Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The Boeing astronauts who were stranded at the International Space Station for 9 months finally returned to Earth. Welcome. Right now, they're the first people in history to honestly text someone, "Sorry, just saw this." Yep, they were up there for 9 months, or as the two astronauts put it, there's three of us now. And...
I heard one of the astronauts, you know, talking about the good and bad of it. And, like you said last hour, you're an astronaut. You've worked your whole life. You want to go into space and you get to stay in space longer. I'm sure in general, that's pretty awesome. But he said, "I missed most of my daughter's senior year of high school. I wasn't planning on that." But, yeah. And they're not going to say this out loud, but there had to be plenty of things. They're looking on the calendar. Missed her sister's wedding. Not a bad deal. You know, things like that. Maybe high school
band
concert.
Sorry, I couldn't help you with the taxes this year. I was in space.
Right, exactly. Certain things like that. Probably didn't mind. So Chuck Schumer was on The View yesterday. He's making the rounds because he's got this book out, which I actually heard a little bit about. I'm glad he wrote it, and it's kind of interesting. He's worried about the rise of anti-Semitism in the United States, including in his own party among the college kids, and he's out talking about it, so that's kind of cool. Chuck Schumer is an ancient Democratic senator from New York who has been majority leader in the Senate at various times. Now he's the minority leader.
He is the king of the Senate on the Democrat side.
So he got some blowback last week because he went along with the Republican legislation that kept the government open and the AOCs of the world, that wing, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, those people wanted to shut down the government. Chuck Schumer said there was no win in it. And Nancy Pelosi yesterday said, she kind of hit him with a little, she still supports him, but I don't believe in giving something away for nothing, she said after that, in that Chuck went along with it but didn't get anything, which is true. Nancy Pelosi was good at that. Trump's good at that. If you're going to get something from me, I'm going to get something from you, always.
If only they knew what they wanted, really.
Maybe that's a problem.
They're so scattered.
Anyway, didn't mean to talk about that. So he's on The View, and he said something that really bothered me. So we'll start here.
The Republican Party.
Wait. I don't want that yet. We're going to start with, remember, Jerry Brown? So we're going to start here. This goes back to the governor of California a few years back, four-term governor. He was the youngest governor of California for two terms. Then he was the oldest governor in California for two terms. He did date a young Linda Ronstadt, which is a feather in his cap.
Mm.
You can't take that away
wow.
from him.
Yeah.
But he once said this about the way economics works, I guess.
Those who have been blessed the most, who have disproportionately extracted by whatever skill more and more from the national wealth, they're going to have to share more of that.
It's on the idea of paying taxes, that those who have disproportionately extracted from the economy more.
From the national wealth.
From the national wealth.
So success is taking money from the nation. It's not creating jobs and money and products and greater wealth for everyone. No, it's a limited pie, and you took more than your share by building a successful business.
Well, and it's not yours. It's the nation's, and the steward of that money is the government, which we get to hear with Chuck Schumer on The View when he said this yesterday.
The Republican Party is a different kettle of fish than it used to be, and that's why we're fighting them so hard. They are controlled by a small group of wealthy, greedy people. And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself.
20 to 30% off all plans.
Take my money from me. I don't want to pay taxes. Or, I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees. They hate government. Government's a barrier to people. A barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay. We're united.
So again, if you missed that in there, these greedy people who make money, who want to keep more of their money, their attitude is, I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me?
Yeah, well summarized.
And so that's an interesting philosophical breakdown. I know. People personally who believe that and think that way, that you're out there going to work making money, I guess, for the government. It runs through the government, and then you get to keep some of it. But it's the government's money to spend on, you know, good things that make everybody better or happier or something like that.
And other people will, through the government, take your money from you as much as they decide is proper, and they will let you keep some of it, perhaps. As the great Thomas Sowell said so famously, I have never understood why it is greed to want to keep the money you have earned, but not greed to want to take someone else's money.
I found that absolutely fascinating. I mean, that is some big-time philosophical disagreement on the structure of society.
Yes, and I would love to reduce our politics now and again. Maybe we can have 1 week a year where we have learned folks of, you know, each side's choosing, debate in front of the nation, the notion of either A, what you earn is yours, now we the people ask you for a little bit of it to help run the country.
Roads, police, army, etc.
etc. But indeed, we have passed laws saying the government gets a little bit of it to run itself versus the folks who say, no, the government gets all of it if we decide to take all of it. It's not your money at all. It never has been.
That goes back
to then I would love to, then in the follow-up part, my side would say, well, then why the hell would anybody bust their ass to build a business if y'all are going to take it all or half of it?
Which is why socialism doesn't work. Should have dug up the Barack Obama clip, the famous one that he got beat up for a fair amount by anybody on the right anyway. You didn't build that. It's the idea that government has put in place a structure for you to go out and be successful. And so you owe that money to the government because they put all this together for you to be successful. The government is the reason you're successful. That's what Chuck Schumer's saying.
Building a business with 500 employees is like falling off a log, thanks to the government, so we get most of it.
I mean, he used his mocking voice when he said, I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? Okay, I'll say the same thing in my regular voice. I made my money all by myself. How dare the freaking government take it from me? There, I said it without the mocking voice, because that's what I actually believe.
I understand how a leech on the public like Chuck Schumer, who, like, you know, Joe Biden or a thousand other politicians on both sides of the aisle, have made their wealth and their power purely from draining the vital fluids of the American people, how actual production is foreign to them. I'd love to have Mark Wayne Mullen talk to Chuck Schumer about that. Mark Wayne Mullen, who built a, he was a plumber, who built a plumbing contracting business in Oklahoma, became, he's a senator now from Oklahoma, if you don't know Mark Wayne. Talked to him at the RNC. It was great fun and very interesting. But have him discuss with Chuck Schumer what it takes to build a business as opposed to just, you know, again, being a parasite on the hide of the American people.
That's something. I mean, that I find that highly troubling that attitude even exists out there, let alone could win the day.
Well, yeah, the fact that Chuck Schumer promotes it is not that shocking to me. The fact that tens of millions, 150 million Americans think the same way, now that bothers me.
I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes.
You don't have to use the cartoonish voice. That's what I actually believe, me and lots of people.
And I think virtually nobody says, I don't want to have to pay taxes. No, I don't want to have to pay excessive taxes that are purely a redistribution of wealth to gain you power. Because I know with 100% certainty, that's what you do. You make moral arguments and compassionate arguments to get giant gobs of money to enhance your own power and influence.
First of all, if you keep your money, sometimes people do things that are really good for society. You know, build a rocket company or charity or whatever it is. But what if you just go out and buy expensive houses and cars if you're super wealthy? For whatever reason, it's Keynesian when the government spends money around because it's just good spending money. But if an individual spends money, it's not Keynesian and not good for the economy? I don't know what that is.
It's fine with me. Signed, everybody who worked on building that house and or car and or services it and or fixes that house or whatever.
Or runs the restaurant and has employees.
My final note on this topic will be something I've said many times through the years and will continue to if you will allow me, you good people. Imagine a charity that can feed, clothe, house, medicate, and educate thousands of children. Thousands of children. That charity is called a business with employees who get pay and benefits. You have accomplished all those things I described by starting a successful business. They don't see it that way on the left.
I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes.
True. That is true.
If this were not being broadcast live, I have a simple two-word response that rhymes with duck poo.
Any take on that? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, $100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com. Promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Only two things in life are certain. Death and taxes. How about one more? Switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile to cut your bill in half with Pure Talk. For just $25 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network. Switching is easy. Dial #250 and say keyword Pure Talk to make the switch, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Of big topics to get to. Trump and Putin, Trump versus the courts. We're already socialists in medicine and much more, but thought we'd pause and enjoy this. Got a note from, man, I got a memory like an old guy. I wonder why. From Juliana, who writes, I'll see your theory of water, and I raise you future lesbian dance theory professors and their graduate degrees. And their theses. So that was referring to the featurette we did. UC Berkeley's lecture series included some woman lecturing about the theory of water, and it was some of the most meaningless, ridiculous, woke mumbo-jumbo we've ever heard in our lives. So she thinks she can do better. These are the graduation videos by, I think they're graduate degree students, like master's
almost certainly
students. Yeah. Let's hear it, Michael.
Hi, my name is Nikki. I'm studying Latin American women and visual culture.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Melanie. I'm studying the unseen body in creative spaces, erasure and exposure of the queers.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Nina, and I studied the arts, education, and social justice.
Yeah.
I'm Joyce. I
create decolonial intimacy, indigenous politics, and resistance.
Yeah! I studied remembering or forgetting, navigating international conflict through collective memory.
Yeah! I'm Khan, and I studied monstrosity, the subaltern praxis, which is why I created it.
Yeah! Hi, I'm Nunyala. I'm studying living artfully, art as ritual therapy, and pathway to decoloniality. Yeah!
Do we have jobs for that?
Yeah, it's called Starbucks.
Oh.
are those written down anywhere? Because I couldn't quite understand it. Yes, okay, good.
Indeed, yeah. Ready to go. First one, I'm studying Latin American women and visual culture.
Okay.
Let's see. Rolling along. I'm Melanie. I'm studying the unseen body and creative spaces of erasure and exposure of the queer.
Derek.
Do we have jobs for that?
Yes, called Starbucks.
Do we have jobs for that?
Yeah, it's called Starbucks.
Everybody cheers. Hey, I'm Nina, and I studied the arts education and social justice. Okay, I'm Joyce. I study decolonial intimacies, indigenous politics of resistance.
All right.
Okay. How does intimacy come into it? I study remembering or forgetting, navigating international conflict or collective memory.
Wow, and is it like a whole degree? I mean, if it's a class, I would think, okay, that's made up.
No, it's like a PhD where you have your thesis and you flesh it out and all. It can be something weird.
But I mean, you'd have to dedicate a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. And a hell of a lot of money. And a lot of these people get taxpayer monies, and their schools do, certainly, and they're all indoctrinated.
And you write a paper that gets published in a journal that nobody reads, and you all congratulate each other on your published papers in each other's journals that nobody has ever read.
And you go into academia, and or as Julianne put it, you become a future lesbian dance theory professor. I like this one. Yeah, I'm Iman, and I studied the theory of monstrosity, the subaltern practice, or should I say, waiting, or should I say, I created it, and she's laughing. So she just made S up that fit the woke, you know, word salad, you know, paradigm that her school allows, and then just invented it and then just got it to go the PhD in it. Hi, I'm Nanyala. I'm studying living artfully. Art is ritual therapy and pathway to decoloniality. Really big in decolonizing.
And I'm not just trying to do the classic, how are you going to make a living? But how do they intend to make a living? Do they all those people intend to stay in academia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Or they'll run a DEI office at some poor, stupid corporation that fell prey to neo-Marxism because they were terrified of activists. Or they're just, you know, run by dopey people. Yeah.
That academic world is interesting. You get those niche, like, studies, and then you all plan to just stay in that world and then teach the next crowd of 20-somethings the same sort of stuff. And it grows and more money goes to it, and it just becomes all sillier and... Surely we've reached about the end of the road on this.
Yeah, you wait till Democrats are in the White House, then you get enormous grants to study all of that mumbo jumbo we were just discussing.
Wow.
Then go to Abram X. Kendi's short-lived institute.
There are way too many Teslas on fire across the country. I want to talk about that, among other things. If you missed the segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every month by switching to Pure Talk. That's right, Pure Talk is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network. Listen to this. The average family of four saves over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money back in your pocket. And with Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. You can even keep your phone and your number. So do this. Dial pound 250 and say keyword Pure Talk to make the switch, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial pound 250 and say Pure Talk to start saving today. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in.
Call 530-605-4567 for your chance to win a pair of Red Bluff Rodeo tickets. We have three pairs of tickets to give away courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup. Michelle Slade at My Umbrella Marketing, your friends here at KCNR. Keep listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, where we're rounding up the best prizes in the North State. You must be 18 or older to enter.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abair, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women.
Us, who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
On the streets of Kherson, anyone is fair game. Every day, swarms of Russian drones on a deadly hunt that locals have dubbed a human safari. They target the old and the young, men and women. Flying low, they taunt and terrorize their prey. Russian social media is awash with these videos, complete with heavy metal soundtracks and gloating comments. But to the people of Kherson, this is anything but a game.
Yeah, I saw some of this report yesterday. It's something, and this is probably the future of warfare, like you were talking about the other day. But you'll be out and about as a Ukrainian and walking down the street, and a little drone shows up and just starts following you. And you're like, it's like a bee, like, get away from me. What are you doing? I mean, you're like, you know, running or dodging around. It just keeps following you, and it might kill you. Might kill you, or you might be on the other side of the street seeing this happen to somebody, and it just, you know, blasts them.
Wow.
Human safari, that's why they call it. And it's just, it would seem the point of is to just kind of chasing you around is to terrorize, mm-hmm. to make everybody very afraid. Stay in your home, not be able to function as a society, be more likely to give in to whatever demands there are from Putin to end this war. But that's probably the future of warfare, you know?
Yeah, and worse. Yeah, I've been reading about micro drones forever that will fly in swarms that will be imperceptible individual drones. They'll be tiny, 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 tiny. You might be able to see a cloud of something, but they will literally fly into the lungs of the opposing forces and set off little detonations that'll kill people instantly.
Yeah, that's a different thing. This thing, I think it being big enough to see is the point of it, to make everybody so scared. You see these things flying around town.
People are dropping dead with exploded lungs. That'd be plenty frightening.
So let's get a couple of different perspectives on what went down yesterday between Putin and Trump on the phone call. Here's something you might not know. It's been described various lengths in various settings that I took in this information yesterday, anyway, from an hour to 2 hours. I hadn't heard this. So Putin was doing an event yesterday, a public event, like taking questions and talking to people, while he was supposed to be on the phone with Trump. Here's a reporting on that. Putin was meant to be speaking to Trump at this time. He's talking to a room full of oligarchs instead. He was asked by one of the reporters if he's going to be late for his phone call. Putin waved it off and smiled and said, don't worry about that. So kind of, I'll get to it when I get to it, punking the president of the United States and looking cool in front of his oligarch buddies. I don't know if Trump was aware of that or not. I wouldn't think Trump would dig that, knowing the kind of guy Trump is.
Right. I wonder if he's aware of it now. Well, that's, I mean, you don't need to be some sort of body language expert or, you know, an expert on corporate governance procedures to understand what message that was.
Right. Here's ABC's view of the phone call.
After more than 2 hours speaking directly to President Trump, Vladimir Putin did not agree to the unconditional U.S.-backed 30-day ceasefire plan that Ukraine already signed on to. Trump says his call with Putin was very good and productive, adding the Russian leader agreed to move quickly toward a permanent peace. But Putin doubled down on his key demand that the West cut off all military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine.
So ABC portraying it as did not agree to the ceasefire agreement that Ukraine had signed on to. Here's over on Fox. This is Steve Witkoff. Who is he?
He's one of the lead diplomats who's working in the Middle East and the Russia-Ukraine thing. I think he was the main guy who flew to Saudi Arabia to hash things out with the Russian representatives.
Here he is on Hannity describing how he sees it went down.
The ceasefire with regard to energy infrastructure, and secondly, the Black Sea maritime aspect of a ceasefire. I think both of those are now agreed to by the Russians. I am certainly hopeful that the Ukrainians will agree to it. We have some details to work out, of course, but that will begin on Sunday in Jeddah. Beyond that, we'll move to a full ceasefire. And we had some very good conversation today on the ingredients to achieve that.
Okay.
Yeah, Witkoff is engaging in the technique where you say, we're absolutely going to get a deal. Of course we're going to get a deal. We'll get a deal. It's part of negotiating, depending on how much power and leverage you have in the negotiation. You put the other person in a box that if they blow it up, then they've blown up an obvious deal. But, no, they're miles, ages away from an actual deal.
Here's the Dispatch's take on it today. Vladimir Putin agreed to immediately halt attacks on energy facilities on the condition that Ukraine does the same. That is like one of Ukraine's only tools that has done any damage is their ability to attack Russian energy infrastructure. And Putin would like that to go away. Okay, I'll stop attacking your energy. You stop attacking our, and then I'll just kill people on the street, like you just heard, and continue to take land, and etc.
Yeah, we will cease hostilities in any avenue of war where you have significant, not superiority, but just significant power. The stuff where we have significant power, that's the game on.
Both Russia and Ukraine accused one another of launching air attacks on infrastructure sites within hours of the call. So that didn't slow anything down. Do you see anything coming out of this? Can you imagine this going anywhere?
Yeah, exactly where Putin wants it to be. Long delays, a partial disarming or constraining of Ukraine while he does what he needs to do to continue his wars of conquest in the years to come. It'll be a great deal like negotiating with Kim Jong-un or something. You have, various statements that, well, we're very close to an agreement. This could be historic, blah, blah, blah. And then it all gets blown up the next week.
Do we have any cards? So in a negotiation, you got to have some cards. And, Trump famously now told Zelensky there in the Oval Office, you don't have any cards. Do we have any cards?
David Ignatius of the Washington Post, who, I don't always agree with, but he's a very, very smart guy and a longtime observer of international relations, writes, President Donald Trump appears far more eager for a peace deal in Ukraine than does President Vladimir Putin, that Russian president. That's the obvious takeaway from Tuesday's two-hour call between the two leaders. Trump comes across as an avid suitor in his brief, upbeat readout of the conversation, describing the talks as very good and productive. Putin is more guarded in the longer Kremlin version, friendly but unyielding on his basic demands. He agreed to a 30-day pause, quote, in attacks on energy infrastructure facilities. Ukraine had endorsed Trump's proposal for a ceasefire on all fronts for that period. It highlighted differences more than agreement.
I don't know. Well, that happens a lot of times at the very beginning of a negotiation.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Again, for the 10th time, I'm reading a book about the Middle East peace talks with Carter Begin and Sadat, and I mean, they started as far apart as you could possibly get. The first several days of their 13-day summit that ended up with them all sharing a Nobel Peace Prize, didn't seem like there was any chance whatsoever they could come to an agreement. But both sides had something to gain. I don't see why Putin would agree to this.
Yeah, and if Sadat had already gobbled up 30% of Israel and was gaining ground on the rest of it, he wouldn't have been there.
No. No, and he thought, we're going to win. We're going to boot him out. We're going to take over all of Israel.
Yeah, exactly. Some more perspectives on the phone call and what it means and what it doesn't in a moment after a quick word from our friends at Prize Picks. The basketball season is getting to the point where the players play hard. So it's worth watching, in my opinion. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports, whatever your favorite sports are. I can't wait for the baseball to get started. In more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia.
Yeah, a lot of the games that really matter in basketball are starting to happen. And, how are the Lakers going to do, or how are the Bucks going to do, or whoever. Turn your opinions into money by downloading the Prize Picks app. Sign up and get $50 instantly. When you play five, you don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed.
And Prize Picks is really easy to use. To create a lineup, all you have to do is pick more or less on a few player stats for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your money. It's easy, and you can mix and match player projections from different sports, too. That's fine when you create your lineup. So, again, download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code Armstrong to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win. It's automatic. Prize Picks, run your game. Prize Picks, run your game.
Yeah, back to the Middle East peace talks back in the 70s, completely different situation in that it would be like if Ukraine had just defeated Russia a couple of times in the last couple of years. Do you want it again? Do you want us to kick your ass again and take more of your country? Or are you going to stop? Ukraine would be saying to Russia the way Israel said to Egypt and the surrounding countries. But that ain't the situation.
Yeah, at the same time, your original point remains. Sometimes you seem to be miles and miles apart and that stuff gets fixed. A little more from David Ignatius in the Washington Post. Putin made maximalist initial demands to prevent, quote, escalation of the conflict. He said the United States and its allies must accept, quote, complete cessation of foreign military aid and the provision of intelligence information to Kyiv. Of course, that would make it much, much more vulnerable to devastating Russian attacks.
Yeah.
And Putin's unprovoked assault began this war 3 years ago, painted Ukraine as the villain. The Kremlin account said Kyiv had sabotaged and violated past agreements and committed barbaric terrorist crimes in its invasion of the Kursk region and shown an inability to negotiate. Okay, that's rich. Let's see the Wall Street editorial board. Putin rejects the Trump ceasefire. The Russian wants much bigger concessions that would cripple Ukraine. Trump's call with Putin signals long road ahead to Russia-Ukraine deal. The Russian leader did not agree to a full ceasefire and presented his own demands to end the fighting. And the New York Post pointing out, shameless Putin snubs Trump as he plunges Ukrainian city into darkness. Russia left the Ukrainian city in total darkness overnight Wednesday after launching drones targeting energy infrastructure in two hospitals less than 2 hours after President Vladimir Putin promised Trump he would halt such attacks.
Oh, I meant to lead with this Gallup polling that came out yesterday just to bolster my own opinion that I want Russia to get booted out and be too scared to ever try this again, and I want us to arm and do whatever we got to do to help Ukraine. That's been my position.
You're a neocon.
Still my position. I had a point on this. I don't know. Maybe my point will come back. But this polling yesterday from Gallup, USA not doing enough is at 46%. It's up 16 points since December. Why has USA not doing enough gone up 16 points since December? Anyway, if you combine that with the right amount, you're at about 70% between right amount and not doing enough. 70%. So those of you who really hate this, you're definitely in the minority. USA doing too much is 30%. Doesn't mean you're wrong, but you're in the minority politically.
Right. Right. I'd love to talk to J.D. Vance about all this stuff. Maybe he puts out Hillbilly Elegy 2.
The Ukraine years.
Now it's personal or I don't know. Electric Boogaloo. I don't know.
This is what I was going to say. I hope the best bet for people like me who want to do more to help Ukraine and punish Russia is Trump gets butthurt. Trump gets personally offended, feels like Putin's punking him on the world stage, and is like, all right, that's it. That's my hope, is that Trump's personality gets wounded and that drives him to, like, do what we can do.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but that would get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that may be the only thing that gets it done. Putin is an incredibly skilled manipulator of human beings. He's working hard to make that not happen. Although that, you know, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll get to the call when I get to it thing in public with the oligarchs. Oh. That was interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot more on the way. There's something I wanted to tease. It was really good, but I don't remember what it was.
I'll tell you what, hour three, for me, one thing I really want to get to is Trump versus the courts. Is it a constitutional crisis? The Chief Justice admonishing the president? What does it all mean? If you can get away from the mega woke, it's some pretty interesting wrestling matches going on between the executive branch and the courts right now. worth taking a look at.
And there's another poll out about people's attitudes on the whole dudes and women's sports. How long are you going to fight this battle? Anyway, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages, message, and data rate.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Kanye West dropped a new song over the weekend featuring his daughter North and Diddy. Kanye put his 11-year-old daughter on a song with, well, if there's one guy you want working with your kid, it's Uncle Baby Oil for sure.
And Kim Kardashian, who's the mom, was really unhappy about that. And then I read something about trying to get a judge to something. I don't know if that actually ever came to anything. Anyway, Kanye's on a roll.
Yeah, he deleted the track after she served him papers. She's got her daughter's name copyrighted, by the way. Trademarked.
Yeah, because you're a Kardashian, and that's the way you roll. So, his Yee feed, he's got a Kanye West on Twitter, and then he's got his Yee feed, which has 33 million followers. Of course, a big chunk of those are just there to watch the car wreck, right?
Right.
It's not like
it's an unfolding car wreck, yeah, train wreck, yeah.
So how many tweets, Katie, you've been following this more closely than us. You've read through the tweets. Do you have any idea how many tweets he put out yesterday? Because I'm looking at, these are all 7 and 8 hours old, so, and there's just a stream of them from overnight. And
there's easily over 100, and yeah. He's still going right now.
Okay. They're all caps, all capital letters. And, like, I'll just read a random one in all caps. The only thing that I was mad about in the last few hours was taking that Jay-Z and Beyonce tweet down. Dame Dash sign me, by the way, not Jay-Z. So he's in some sort of beef with that couple. What do you know what tweet he took down? If he took it down, if it was too much for him, it must have really been something.
I can't remember exactly what the tweet was, but it had something to do with their kids.
What's interesting about this? No, you're saying he had to take down his song, so Kim Kardashian's legal maneuvers must have done something.
So, did you see where he's selling black Klan robes, which he describes as supple and soft?
I did not. What's a black Klan robe?
It's a KKK robe, but it's black.
But like, what's the message there? Is there one?
The message is I'm psychotic.
But is he, so that's what I was trying to say. So if he took down some tweet about Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they got a lot of money and power and lawyers, and he took down his song because Kim Kardashian went to a judge, so he's not so crazy that he doesn't get that, like when he's crossed the line into damaging himself financially or jail time or something like that. So what is that?
You're asking for a logical description of a profound mental illness.
But he's not so mentally ill that he doesn't get reality at some level, which makes you have to wonder how much of it is just he could control this, but he doesn't care.
Oh, I don't. I don't agree with you at all.
You don't think so?
Somebody as mentally ill as Kanye is not consistent. That's part of the deal. Man, go through more of those tweets. Holy cow. No, this is a man who has a serious mental illness.
Oh, true.
But enough money to keep the normal forces at bay.
Do you think lawyers come to him and say, hey, you got to take down the song because Kim's lawyer says blah, blah, blah? And he says, oh, all right. Think it's like that?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, based on his affection for the child and maybe Kim still, because he famously didn't want to be sent packing.
Do you think he's actually a Nazi?
No, he's mentally ill.
So you don't? Your answer to all these questions would be he's mentally ill?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Why does he do this? Because he's mentally ill. Why doesn't he do that?
So his Super Bowl ad, which pointed you to his website that only sold sweatshirts with a swastika on it?
See above answer.
So this is what it'd be like to be crazy if you had a ton of money.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, which we've never really seen displayed like this before, other than maybe Michael Jackson.
Howard Hughes back in the day, another great example, although he kept to himself. He's famously a recluse. Kanye, not so much.
Yeah, Howard Hughes was more long fingernails and toenails in a hotel room. Kanye's more of a, I'm down with Nazis. Oh, well, I wonder how this is going to end. I have a guess. If you missed a segment, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatment, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference.
I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.